Om Shanti, Baba's Avyakt Murli, date is 1st January 2023. Original date is 26th March 1993. In the Avyakt year, make your aim and qualifications the same. Today, incorporeal and subtle Bab Dada is seeing the most elevated Brahman souls in their subtle and corporeal forms. All of you souls who are personally in front of the Father in your corporeal forms and the children who are in their subtle forms are also in front of Baba. Bab Dada is pleased to see both. All of you have one thought and enthusiasm in your hearts, that you will all become the same as the Father from corporeal to subtle and from subtle to incorporeal. Bab Dada is seeing this aim and the qualifications for it in everyone. What is visible? The aim of the maturity is very good and determined, but the qualifications for it are sometimes determined and sometimes ordinary. Bringing about equality in the aim and qualifications is a sign of becoming like the Father. There are some who have imbibed 99% of their aim and all the rest are number-wise. However, to what extent have you imbibed the qualifications constantly and easily in a natural way and made it a part of your nature? In this, the minority, you have done this up to 90%. All the rest are number-wise. So, why is there a difference in the aim and its qualifications and in making those qualifications natural and part of your nature? According to the time, according to the circumstances, according to the problems, some children make their aim and its qualifications the same by making effort. But greater attention is now needed to make them natural and part of your nature. You are celebrating this year as the year of stabilizing yourself in the stage of an Avyakt angel. Bab Dada is pleased to see both the love and the efforts of the children. And he also sings the song, "Wah children, wah." Along with this, he further wishes to see equality between all the children's aim and their qualifications. All of you also want this, do you not? The Father wants this, you also want it, and so what comes in between? You also know this very well. You hold workshops amongst yourselves, do you not? Bab Dada saw one special aspect of there being a difference between the aim and its qualifications. Whether you become a subtle angel or incorporeal, the main basis to make this constantly your natural nature is to become egoless. There are many types of ego. When you speak, there is one main phrase, and that is body consciousness. But there is a lot of expansion of body consciousness. One is body consciousness in the gross form, which many children do not have. If there is attraction to bodies, whether to your own body or to those of others, that too is body consciousness. However, some children have passed that gross form. They may not have arrogance or attachment to bodily forms in a gross way, but in relation to their bodies, they have special sanskars, special intellects, special virtues, special talents, or special powers. the ego of those, that is, the arrogance, intoxication, and bossiness, is subtle arrogance of the body. Out of all those subtle types of arrogance, if there is any one type of arrogance, then neither can you naturally and constantly become subtle angels, nor can you become incorporeal, because subtle angels do not have any body consciousness either. They are double light. The arrogance of your bodies does not allow you to become incorporeal. You have all paid very good attention this year. There is zeal and enthusiasm. There is a very good desire. You want this too, but let there be further attention paid. Please check. Does any type of ego or arrogance change your natural form into the form of an effort maker? Is there a trace of a subtle form or ego that still remains, which may emerge according to the time or even sometimes according to the service you do? It may only be a trace, but it would deceive you at that particular time. Therefore, Bab Dada's desire is that you fulfill your aim that you have for this year. As you move along, even though you don't make a specific mistake on a particular day or at a particular time, you do sometimes experience not knowing why there isn't the happiness that there should be on that day or at that moment. You don't know why on some days there is loneliness, hopelessness, or suddenly a storm of waste thoughts. You had Amrit Vela, you went to class, you did service, you did your job, and so why is that happening? What is the reason? By checking the gross things, you understand that a mistake hasn't been made, but that a trace of a subtle form of arrogance does emerge. This is why you are unable to put your heart into any task. There is only disinterest and you just feel sad. You then either want to go to a place of solitude or you think about going to sleep. You want to go for a rest or move away from the family for a little while. The reason for all of these states is the wonder of the trace of something. Don't even call it a wonder, Kamal, but call it an upheaval, Dhamal. To be completely egoless means easily to become subtle and incorporeal. Sometimes you have no desire to do anything. You think, is this going to be our timetable all the time? There has to be some change. You arrive at this stage even against your will. When you become egoless, you will not want to come down from the subtle and incorporeal stages. You will experience yourself to be lost in those. Why? Your original stage is incorporeal, is it not? The incorporeal soul has entered that body. That body has not entered the soul, but the soul has entered that body. So, your original eternal form is incorporeal, is it not? Or is it that of a bodily being? The support of a body has been taken, but who has taken that support? You, the incorporeal soul, have taken the support of a corporeal body. So, what is original, the soul or the body? The soul. Are you sure about this? Is it easy to stabilize yourself in your original stage or in the stage of taking support. What is easy? The door of arrogance to enter is one word. What is that word? It is the word I. Practice. Whenever the word I is used, bring the original form in front of you. Who am I? Should it be the soul? Or should it be I am such and such a person? You give others the knowledge of how the word I makes you fly and how that same word I makes you fall. If by saying the word I, your original incorporeal form is remembered and it becomes natural, then this first lesson is easy, is it not? So check this. Instill this habit. As soon as you think I, the incorporeal form comes in your awareness. How many times do you say I? I said this. I will do this. I think this. You use the word I many times. So this is the easy way to become incorporeal and subtle. Whenever you use the word I, let your incorporeal and original form instantly appear in front of you. Is this difficult or easy? Your qualifications will then be certain to become equal to your aim. Simply use this easy way of becoming egoless and see. Let this I of the arrogance of your body finish. It is the word I that takes you into arrogance of a body. If you become aware of the form of I, the incorporeal soul, then this word I will take you beyond any arrogance of a body. This is right, is it not? Throughout the day, you probably use the word I 25 to 30 times. You may not say it, but you probably think it. I will do this, I will do that. Even when you make plans, what do you think? When you have practiced doing something so many times, what would happen to your awareness of your form of a soul? It would make you incorporeal. Become incorporeal, become a subtle angel. Carry out your task and then become incorporeal once again. Have a relationship with your relationships of karma. Do not have any bondages in a relationship. To have arrogance of the body means to have some bondage of karma. To have a relationship with a body means to have a relationship of karma. There is a difference between the two. There is a difference between taking the support of that body and being under the influence of that body. By taking the support of that body, an angel, an incorporeal soul, will not have any bondage of the body. They will have a relationship, but not have any bondage. This year, Bab Dada will see the result. To what extent your aim and qualifications for becoming egoless, subtle angels, and incorporeal are becoming equal. The sign of greatness is humility. The greater the humility, the more a soul will automatically be great in everyone's heart. Without having humility, you cannot become a master bestower of happiness for all. Humility easily makes you egoless. The seed of humility automatically enables you to attain the fruit of greatness. Humility is the easy way to claim blessings from the heart of everyone. A soul with humility is easily given a place of love in everyone's heart. Humility automatically makes you worthy of praise. The special sign of your becoming egoless is your humility. There is humility in your attitude, humility in your drishti, humility in your words, and also humility in your connections and relationships. It should not be that you say, "It wasn't in my attitude," but the words just emerged. No. Whatever is in your attitude, so accordingly will be your drishti. Whatever is in your drishti, your words will be according to that. And whatever is in your words, that will also be in your connections and relationships. There has to be humility in all four. If there is humility in three and not in one, then there is a margin for allowing arrogance to enter you. This is known as being an angel. So, do you understand what Bab Dada desires and what you desire? The desires of both are the same. Now let the deeds be the same. What new plans of service will you make for the future? You have made some plans already, and you have yet to make more plans, whether for the future, whether for this year, or for future years. You say for the future plans that you will give lectures, you will increase contacts and relationships, you will have large and small programs. You think about this. However, according to the present speed of time, the speed of service also has to be just as fast. How will that happen? You are doing service through words and through connections and relationships. You are also serving through your mind. However, what is now needed is that there should be greater success in service in a shorter time. Success means results. The way to achieve this is that, along with words, first, make your stage and the vibrations of your place powerful. For instance, what service do your non-living images do? They satisfy so many devotees with their vibrations. They do this, do they not? Have the double foreigners seen their temples? They are your temples, are they not? Or are they the temples of only the people of Bharat? They are yours too. Your images are doing service. So, by all means, serve with words. But now, make such plans that, along with words, create such a method of serving with vibrations so that the vibrations and words perform a double task. Vibrations stay for a long time. When people hear words, many forget them, whereas the impressions of vibrations last longer. You have experienced in your lives that any wrong type of vibrations stay in your minds and intellects for a long time. For how long do those wrong vibrations last? They stay inside you, do they not? At that time, the words are forgotten, but an impression is left on your minds and intellects in the form of vibrations. For how long do you then remain under the influence of those vibrations of others and interact with those people on that basis? This happens, does it not? Whether they are wrong or right, vibrations are removed with great difficulties. However, in order to spread spiritual vibrations, first finish the vibrations of waste in your minds and intellects. Only then will you be able to spread spiritual vibrations. If you have wasteful vibrations about anyone, you cannot spread spiritual vibrations. The vibrations of waste become a wall in front of spiritual vibrations. No matter how powerful the sun may be, if there is a wall in front of it, or if there are clouds, the light of the sun cannot come through. So, strong vibrations are like a wall, and the lighter vibrations are like light clouds or black clouds. They don't allow spiritual vibrations to reach souls. Many things can be caught in the sea at the same time by people throwing a net, and some people spread their nets and make many people belong to them at the same time. In the same way, vibrations can attract many souls at the same time. Vibrations create an atmosphere. So, when doing service in future, together with your attitude, do service with your vibrations, and the speed will then be fast. If, together with vibrations and the atmosphere, you do service with words, you will benefit many souls at the same time. For the programs, make more use of an already prepared stage. Increase that form of service. Taking this cooperation from those in contact, you can expand this type of service. Increase cooperation from the cooperative ones in any way. Then, by being cooperative in service, they will automatically become easy yogis. There are souls who do not become easy yogis straight away. However, you must keep taking cooperation from them, make them cooperative, and by them moving forward in giving cooperation, their cooperation will make them into yogis. So bring cooperative souls onto the stage of service. Make use of their cooperation in a worthwhile way. Do you understand what you have to do? If even one soul gives or receives cooperation, that soul moves forward easily with instant blessings and becomes an instrument to serve many others. Along with that, during the year, fix months when there can be the practice of special effort for yourself and for developing elevated power. You call this tapasya, a retreat or a bhatti. Therefore, according to each country, fix 2 months for this according to the season. 2 months for tapasya, 2 months for small programs, 2 months for large programs. Fix it in this way. It should not be that you become so busy doing service for 12 months that there is no time for self-progress. As is the country and the season of that country, so let there be special time for your own progress, because there are times when outside service is not possible. Not to do service throughout the year is not possible. To have tapasya throughout the entire year is also not possible. Therefore, keep both in your aim. Each country, whether Bharat or abroad, can fix a time according to your place, a time in which service and self-progress can both happen simultaneously. This is the completion of this year's season. There is a ceremony at the time of completion, and secondly, in spiritual matters, a sacrifice is made. So what will you sacrifice? Sacrifice one special thing with your minds and intellects, not just in words. Do not just read it out, but sacrifice it with the mind and intellect, and then see how progress takes place in the self and in service at a fast speed. So, today's wave is to sacrifice any wasteful vibrations for any soul. Are you able to sacrifice these, or will a little still remain? Do not think this person is like that anyway, so the vibrations will remain. No matter what the other person is like, if you change your negative vibrations and have positive vibrations, that soul will definitely change from negative to positive. Because for as long as there are those wasteful vibrations in the mind and intellect while doing service, service cannot be done at a fast speed. With your spiritual vibrations and your attitude while sitting somewhere, you can bring about as much powerful transformation as you wish, because one's attitude is like a rocket. It is a spiritual rocket. You can reach as far and to as many souls as you wish with your powerful attitude, vibrations, and atmosphere. Even if they are really wrong, you must not absorb their wrong. You understand that it is wrong, so why do you absorb that which is wrong? Is this Srimad? It is one thing to understand it. By all means, be knowledgeful, but as well as being knowledgeful, be powerful, and do not absorb it inside you, but finish it. It is one thing to understand it, but something else to absorb it, and a different thing to finish it. So, you understand that that is wrong and that this is right, that this one is like this, but do not absorb it inside you. You know how to absorb it, but you don't know how to finish it. Knowledge means understanding. However, a sensible person is one who knows how to understand and also knows how to erase something and also knows how to transform it. So, in this season, throughout this year, make your minds and intellects absolutely free from waste. It is this that changes a fast speed into an ordinary speed. Therefore, this year, have the ceremony of finishing this, that is, sacrifice it. Become absolutely clean, no matter what they are like. Understand them and forgive them. Develop pure vibrations with your attitude of good wishes and pure feelings. As you move forward to the end, this attitude and those vibrations will increase your service. You will then be able to create at least 900,000 very quickly. Do you understand what has to be sacrificed? A wasteful attitude and wasteful vibrations. Then see how you become a natural yogi and an angel in your nature. Let there be a retreat for this experience. Let there be a workshop, not about how will it happen, but this is how it will happen. To those who constantly fly again and again with the faith and intoxication of I am an incorporeal soul, to the humble souls who attain greatness through their constant humility, to all the elevated and humble souls who make their subtle and incorporeal stages natural and their nature, lots and lots and lots of love and remembrance and namaste from Bap Dada.
The spiritual children say, Padam Gunar, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Blessing, May you be ignorant of any knowledge of desire and remain constantly content with this life of dying alive. You children have died alive in order to be constantly content. Whether there is contentment, there are all the virtues and all the powers, because you have made the Creator belong to you. Having found the Father, you have found everything. Even if you put all your desires together, you have received multi-million-fold more than those. Compared to this, desires are like a lamp in front of the sun. Let alone the question of any desires arising, you cannot even have a question about anything like a desire. You are full of all attainments, and this is why you are ignorant of any knowledge of desire and a constant jewel of contentment. Slogan: those whose sanskars are easy are able to mold themselves to any situation. Acha Om Shanti.